What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of What's the Problem, a podcast focused around empowering entrepreneurs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, fitness, business, entrepreneurs, doesn't matter what you do, who you work with, who you work for, reach out to me, let me know you want to be a part of this. I hope y'all enjoy this episode. If there's anything, anyone that you want to hear, be sure that you let me know.
Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome to What's the Problem, featuring the one and only Jade. What's your last name, Jade?
Well, Jade Elise. Thurman.
Jade Thurman. Okay, yeah. Jade Thurman. We're here at the Corner Bakery in Addison before the district hit for this Thursday. And so this, like I've said before, this podcast is just to help get Dallas influencers, fitness, business, whatever it may be, help get everyone's message out, encourage people to start their own podcast, things of that nature. So, Jade, why don't you just go ahead and give us a little preview about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? What do you want to do?
All right. Well, I'm Jade. Hey, everybody. I don't know. I don't see y'all, but I am actually, I guess you could say, a retired school teacher. Not really, but I just quit this year. I taught fifth grade math because I wanted to go full-time fitness. I started with Legree about a year and a half ago. If you don't know what Legree is, they don't really like to say it's a form of Pilates. They used to say it was a form of Pilates, but Legree is its own thing. And then I went into doing spin, and then now I'm going into teaching HIIT classes, and I really found that all of these things are a passion for me. Mainly my spin, just because I like to call it an unconventional therapy session. Just because you go in there, the room is dark. Of course, there's lights and all this stuff, but you're riding to the beat of the music. You're 45 minutes in this war zone with other people around you, but you're fighting for your own workout. And it's your workout. It's your personal thing. It's how you want to start it, how you want to finish it. And so I love to motivate people. So that's another one of those things that I found that I'm not only good at, but something that I find to be therapeutic for myself.
I like that. I feel the same way about that. You know, helping other people is something that, and it's funny because people say that it's selfish to get something out of that. Right. But then, I mean, you know, being selfless sometimes is a selfish thing.
Right.
And, but it benefits everybody, so.
But it's hard to be selfless in this society.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, the moment you put yourself out there, and this is just with anything, I mean, it's a very vulnerable place to be when you are in front of anyone, or you know, you put yourself in a position to be judged.
Right.
So someone can walk into your class, and off the bat, if you don't greet them, if you don't, like, literally, I mean, it's
all
like, oh, she didn't do this, and
yeah,
and write a really nasty review about you, and you're like, wait, what?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a few different things. I've heard a lot of ridiculous, like, just before trainers even get to make that introduction, just people look at them and they automatically, you know, go to these judgments that they have because of other people they've encountered, or because they just have these stereotypes because of social media, things of that nature. So what really got you interested in not just fitness, but being someone that teaches this? Was it just that you like motivating people, or was there a moment where you just had the epiphany and you said, you know what, actually, this is what I want to do, and I want to help people doing it?
So the real story is, it was New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and I wasn't doing anything. I literally stayed home, and the ball dropped, and I was like, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. I knew that much. Like, I love the kids, but it was the politics of everything that went into being a teacher.
Right.
So I was like, okay, what are my other strengths? Yeah. What else can I do? I'm really good at talking, so I need to get more, you know, my body back into where it used to be. So I literally sent an email to Studio 6, which is one of the studios I work at, and was like, hey, I'm interested in instructing, because I had taken a few classes there. When is your next, like, you know, training session? And so they were like, oh, in 3 weeks, would you like to? And I was like, whoa! Literally, like, the next morning, I got an email back, like, on New Year's Day of 2018. and was like, oh yeah, it's in 3 weeks, we would love to have you come meet us this week. And I was like, oh my god. So I literally, like, it just was like, let's go.
Yeah.
Here we are, you know. Yes. And so got into that, did that, got my certification. Then last August, my good friend Chelsea, who's now an instructor at SoulCycle, so she just finished.
Okay.
But she hit me up on Instagram and she was like, yeah, hey, I see that you cycle, would you like to come? And then she, like, sent another one. I, like, ignored it. And then she sent another one and I was like, oh, you're serious. All right, let's see if we can do this.
Yeah.
Went and auditioned, got it, and trained.
Nice.
And so here we are.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you think the biggest problem that you've run into has been so far?
With being an instructor?
Yeah.
Finding time for yourself.
And how do you think you combat that?
Some weeks I do, some weeks I don't. I don't know. Like, it's, there are some weeks where I learn the art of saying no to people.
Yeah.
And then there are some weeks where I'm like, you know, like, I want to have fun. I want to do this. I want to be able to work out for myself. And you have to learn how to say no or go home early.
Right.
And
I definitely have that problem.
Yeah.
Saying no is super tough.
You know,
when especially when, like you said, you know, you like motivating and helping and being that person.
Right.
So it's like you have, you know, a loyalty to your loyalty.
Right.
And it just overextends you sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel that a lot.
So I would say that. And then just, like, taking care of, like, me.
Yeah.
My body, making sure I'm drinking a lot of water, making sure I'm, you know, stretching enough. And as silly as that sounds to people,
it's important.
It's so not, like, it's not silly for me, just because, like, if there is a given day where I am hurting, like, physically, and I got to go get on a bike, my attitude's probably not the best.
Definitely.
So it's like, but, like, when you walk in there, like, people don't pay for you to have bad attitude.
No.
Like, no one gives a shit.
No, they don't.
So it's like, you gotta be like, hey, you know, have a smile on your face, no matter what.
I definitely feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Keeping a smile in this industry, I'm realizing, is so important.
Yeah.
You can't be the hard ass trainer anymore.
No.
There is no hard ass trainer, unless you're just in that environment. But if you're in a motivational, inspirational, hoorah, let me help you get
right.
No.
Yeah. And you've got to do it with a smile. And, like, the moment you catch an attitude or, like, correct someone, it's like,
yeah.
You know, then
the
nasty review
comes. Exactly. Exactly.
So you're like, oh, okay. I mean, granted, I haven't had too many nasty reviews written about me.
Dude.
I've been able to keep the, but I mean,
I've had some that said I seem uninterested, and I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's
uninterested. And the thing is, it's like, it was a class where, I mean, they've got, you know, it's everything's running on the board and all that, and walking through it, but, like, they want instruction.
Uh-huh.
They want hands-on at all times,
yeah.
And I was like, that was not the purpose of these classes.
Right.
So, you know, it's a constant, you know, reforming your image of what this industry is now, because, you know, it's constantly changing, just
and
like,
I mean,
technology.
When you gain your following of people, they're a little bit more lenient in allowing you to have, like, a day.
Right.
You know, where it's like, today is not my day. I'm trying.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if you can't be human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing that I'm trying to change within, like, being a spin instructor. Because our lead instructor asked me after she, like, took one of my classes and was giving me my critiques, which we do, like, quarterly.
Yeah.
She goes, well, what kind of instructor do you want to be? And I sat there for a second and I was like, that's a really good question. And I go, I just want to be real.
Yeah.
I want people to look at me and see that it's not an act.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I come in here and plaster this smile on my face and I can go through the motions. I've cried in my own spin classes.
Yeah.
Like, I've felt, and, like, to have some of my writers, like, write me or DM me and say, like, thank you for that. Like, thank you for that moment of just being real.
Mm-hmm.
I think was eye-opening for me, that's the only way I want to be.
Yeah.
And so if I'm having a bad day, I want to be able to go in there and say, hey, y'all, like, it has been a tough day. But you know what? We're here. We're going to do it. Because then I think when you're done with it, they know, okay, today's not her day, but she still showed up and she still motivated me. And if she can do it, I can do it.
Right. So. Yeah, I think that's a big one. Because, especially because of Instagram, Facebook, and all this, everyone thinks that, not even thinks that, but everyone likes to portray that perfect image all the time. And that's why on social media, even this podcast, like, I'm big on people being transparent at all times, not, what do they call it, fronting for the gram, doing all that, not faking it till you make it. There's no, all it does is put you at a disadvantage because you have so many more eyes on you that are just waiting for your slip up. Everyone that waits for my slip up is going to just keep waiting and keep waiting.
I mean, I follow Instagram accounts that, and not that I don't like these people, it's just everything is so positive. Love and light, and I'm like, I will wake up in the morning and be like, fuck this, and I will like turn it off, like, shut up, like, oh my god. And it's like, positive podcasts, and I'm no, let me turn on this Tupac and literally like do what I gotta do to get through whatever. It literally is mind-boggling to me how, like, even then, I feel like you're not even allowing yourself to be human. Like, I don't know. And maybe there are. Maybe there are some people in this world that legitimately are super positive.
All the time.
Yeah, no, those aren't my friends. Those aren't people that I know, because I'm like, no, if I have a bad day, I want to be able to go to my friend and be like, I'm having a fucking day.
I don't want everyone to think that, you know, we just, I need people to know that we go through shit.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's real. And one of my old coworkers were like, oh my god, I would have loved to have your job. You know, you get to work out for a living and people take pictures of you. And I'm like, yeah, no. That's like a day in like 3-4 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're like, oh, I get to look pretty today? Right. Okay, cool. I was like, it is a grind, and it is, especially to make money, because it is not the highest paying job. Like, you've got to love what you do.
You have to.
In this industry. You've got to have a passion for it. And if you're just doing it for a paycheck, I'd advise not to do it.
I would agree 100%. Yeah. Because, a lot of people, like, I'm comfortable being uncomfortable.
Right.
But a lot of people don't have that in them. And as soon as those checks, like, say you lose a couple clients that month, especially when you're doing one-on-ones. Like, I tell people, if you're not fully prepared for this to be your second job, you think it's going to be your first, but it's going to soon become your second.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared for that, then don't get into it. And if you are prepared for it, go into it with the mentality that you're going to put out so much effort in acquiring your clients.
Right.
You're not going to disregard social media.
Right.
You got to, you know, hit it super hard.
Right.
Or go and, you know, coach at a commercial gym.
Right.
Do what you want to do.
Right.
But you have to go into personal training with a very calculated method as to how you're going to live.
Right.
Because in entrepreneurship, you know, the thing that gets people most is you still have to pay bills.
Yep. And taxes.
And all that.
Yeah. Because depending on what kind of tax you, like, if you're working for your, or however your studio does it, 9 out of 10, you're probably going to end up having to pay taxes.
Yep.
And people don't understand that. And you're like, yeah, I barely make any money, but.
Shit, taxes are real. Taxes are real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm comfortable with being uncomfortable in every area of my life except for relationships.
Which you shouldn't be.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But I feel like, oh yeah, I'll grind for this job. I'll do this for that. But when it comes to relationships, I'll put in a good effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's like when I see it going a direction
that you don't want it
going, I'm like, woo! Wait, pause, stop, no. Redo. Reset.
Please.
So, So, I would say I'm pretty open, except for, like, that one area.
Yeah. Okay. So, how old is your son?
He's almost 8.
Almost 8 years old.
Oh, my God, I know.
Wow.
I know.
What's his name?
Layden.
Layden? Yeah, I like that
my
name.
My baby. I know. I can't. Like, he's getting to an age now where I'm embarrassing him, apparently. And I was like,
that's beautiful.
I mean, like, I dropped him off at camp 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I walked him out to the pool, and I just whispered it, you know, and all his homies were there. Oh, light it up! And I'm like, oh my God, okay. It's starting. So I was like, can I have a kiss? Like, I just whisper, like, can I have a kiss? Like, I can turn my face, you know. And he looked at me like, how dare you ask me? And he was like, no. And I said, oh, okay. Like, well, I love you. He's like, hey, bye. Like, go away.
Yeah, like trying to shoo you away kindly. Kindly.
I know. It's hurting my feelings slowly. Because, like, I know from this point on, like, he's not my little baby. I mean, he's always going to be my baby. But he's not going to act like it.
Yeah.
Like, he only gives me hugs and kisses when we're by ourselves. Yep.
As a growing boy does.
That's whack. Learn to love and kiss your mom all the time.
Yeah, boys, you do need to learn to love affection.
My
yeah.
God, especially black boys.
Like, oh, for sure.
Totally fine to love and, well, I feel like they're like, oh, I'll kiss my mom. Okay. Okay. You do realize you can't marry your mom one day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Not okay. That part's not okay. Mm-mm. So how does being a mother play into coaching and, you know, motivating others yeah. and stuff like that?
Well, it's even harder because, like, finding the, like, orchestrating your schedule for certain hours and certain yeah. times of the day because you have responsibilities after school or in the evenings mm-hmm. is tough because when you work at a studio, and you know this, obviously, like, your biggest group of people that are going to come are going to be early morning and then evening.
Yep.
And so, like, the 5:30, 6:30 a.m. and then the 5:30, 6:30 p.m. are going to be your biggest clientele.
Right.
And as an instructor, you want that. You want a full room. You want, like, the max, because if you get the max, you get more money.
Yep.
So, with that, I can't work evenings. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it becomes, oh, my God, all right. So, now I have to make the sacrifice to wake up at 4 a.m.,
yeah.
3:50 to make sure that I get to across town to a 5:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m. class.
That's the hustle that people yeah. don't see.
Yeah, no. And it looks all great on Instagram. And, you know, it's on some days brutal. And then having to go from that. And then if you work at different studios, you got to make it to your next studio.
Right.
And you have to write your routines and your playlists and doing all of that in a matter of, I guess, when they're at school, 8 hours, right?
Yep.
And then you got to go home. You got to cook dinner. You got to take showers. You got to read with them, do their homework
stop.
With them. And then they go to bed. And then people are like, oh, then you can go to bed. Oh, no, that's when I put a load of clothes in. That's
yeah.
when I wash the dishes. That's when I make the lunches. That's when I get prepared for the next day. Or if I want to, God forbid, if I want to watch an episode of whatever TV show that, like, I'm interested in, that's when you do it. And then it's like, okay, well, you have the weekends. No, I work 9:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. And I work 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. And it just doesn't stop.
Nonstop.
So it plays a role, but I do have a little bit more freedom in my schedule, because last year I was doing all of this
yeah.
and teaching.
That's tough.
So last year, I mean, I thought I was going to have a mental breakdown. And I think I might have a couple times. And my mental health was, like, questionable.
Yeah.
it wasn't
so
a good
did
thing.
Did you burn out, or did you just keep going but kind of lose a little bit of your hold with yourself, your self-centeredness?
Oh, yeah, that was gone. That was out the window.
That was gone?
Yeah.
But you just kept moving, though.
I just kept going because,
yeah.
I mean, there was no other choice. I did have to learn, because both of the studios that I was at wanted me to work a little bit more, and I did have to tell them, look, there is literally no more I can give.
Was that the first time that you learned the no part of all this?
Yeah, I would say, and I'm doing, like, I guess, I didn't say no. It was just
right.
one of those, like, skirt around the word, no.
Okay, well, that's the first step. At
yeah.
least, even if you didn't say no,
right.
you told them no,
yeah,
not
like,
right now, whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried. I was like, I'm really trying.
Yeah.
But, like, I picked up more, obviously, and schedules kind of changed in the summer with him being at camp and going to different camps. I do have a little bit more freedom in my day to kind of be mom. Like, sometimes
yeah.
I felt like I was just, like, everything was on a time. Like, okay, we gotta be here, we gotta do this, you gotta be in the bed by this time. And like I did, I felt like I just didn't get the time with him that like I wanted to just be mom, you know, to be me, to be me as a mother. Because when you're dealing with 80 some odd kids a day, and then you got to come home and still be a mom, you're tired, you're short, your fuse is short.
Yeah.
And you know, so shout out to all my working moms out there.
Yeah,
it
for
is
real.
A ride.
I got a family full of teachers.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah. You gotta be passionate about that too. Yeah. I mean, it goes hand in hand. Like, you're obviously not doing it for the money.
Yes. Can't be.
No.
You've got to have some kind of love for kids.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I do. It was the kids I loved.
Yeah.
Everything else, I was like, no.
Yeah, I hear that.
Uh-huh.
So where did you teach again?
At White Rock. Yep. And it's a good school. I mean, it's a really good school. The expectations, man. It's almost worse being a teacher than like an instructor, because I mean
you're dealing with so many more people,
families. I literally had parents say, "Doesn't seem like she wants to be here," and I was like, "What?
I love being here."
Like it was I'm having a bad day. Like, I'm not allowed to have a bad day. And it's like, nope, you're not.
Teachers are not. Nope.
No, you're not allowed to have a bad day. You're not allowed to have a moment.
Nope.
You're not allowed to, ball up your fist.
That's when you get that plastered on smile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice. Please get out of my classroom.
Exactly. But I mean, it's rewarding in other ways.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so, you're originally from California.
Yes.
Moved to Texas when?
Middle school.
Was it straight to Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay. What brought you here?
Mom, family.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you're planning on moving back out to California?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I mean, it's been a long time coming, I would say. Just because, I've been wanting to move back home.
Yeah.
But obviously, you get used to the way of life here in Texas. You can own a home. You can live a pretty comfortable life for a decent amount of money. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound a certain way. But you can live a comfortable life on six figures.
Right.
Even if you're at 80, 90, I mean, single. I mean, you can live a very nice life.
Yeah.
To live comfortably. To survive, to make it in LA, you need at least $100,000.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people are like, huh? You know what I'm like? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, otherwise, you'll be living paycheck to paycheck. And I mean, as long as you're okay with that, I mean, which a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Or credit.
Yeah.
A lot of people live off credit there. And so it's not all glitz and glam out there either.
No, it's not. I've been to LA a few times over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I love the energy.
Oh, yeah.
I love the vibes. I could never move to Cali. And I thought I hated Dallas traffic, man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate
Houston
traffic. I thought I hated Houston. I got to Dallas.
Houston traffic is because them niggas out there don't know how to drive.
They don't know how to drive.
Put the damn foot on the gas and move. They drive like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, and there's only one major highway going in and out, really, when you hit 45. So it's kind of.
Houston, I think I've grown an appreciation for Houston.
I love the culture.
Yeah.
I like the
hustle. I like the men.
Here you go.
There I go. I do
hey,
I tend
but
to
that's,
gravitate.
That's because they got culture.
You're
Dallas
right.
is so pretentious.
You're right. When I tell you, I've dated two Dallas guys in my lifetime. That was high school. And that's what
you
get them.
Real not about them.
Yo, no. Like, Dallas guys are just not my cup of tea. And I can always spot a dude from Houston. I'm like, what part of Houston are you from? Yeah, it becomes a guessing game of what part. Like, can I?
Yeah. Can I point out the ward?
Second, here, 2, 3, 4, Mo City.
Oh my gosh.
I literally went to dinner with one of my homies and a couple of my girlfriends last weekend, and his cousin was in town. So they were, he was like, Tay, what kind of dudes do you like? And I was like, and I couldn't answer. And so I look at my friend and she goes, she likes Houston guys. And I'm like, I really do. Like, it is something about a Houston guy that is just, so then he goes, oh, my cousin's from Houston. And I go, Mo City. He goes, how do you know? I'm like, I can tell.
That is gold.
I know. He was like, yeah, I am. And yeah, I was like, yeah, y'all got those fake palm trees out there. He was like, oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So it becomes a guessing game at this point. That's but yeah, insane. I just, they're different. They're different out in Houston. Like, even my first experience with, like, a Houston guy that I dated back in college, like, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
that.
Not used to this.
It is different. Everything is different out there.
Yeah.
Everything is different. I love Houston. I love Dallas. I love Texas.
Yeah.
I do want to get
Austin.
Out. Yeah.
No, come on. Austin is not as, like, you got to just dive into it. You got to dive into it.
Austin is not, you just like Austin because it kind of resembles California.
A little bit.
In the culture
a little bit, yeah,
but you were out there. I forget.
I was, yeah, but like, so I have people out there too. And
yeah,
I mean, the festivals are fun. I go to ACL. Okay. Cardi B gonna be there this year. Travis Scott was there last year. Childish Gambino's gonna be there this year too. So yep. But I mean, Austin is honestly, like, and even in Austin, like, the boutique style fitness is starting to kind of grow out there.
Yeah.
Like, right now, Dallas is becoming a bit oversaturated, especially West Village, Uptown area. But, like, Austin's starting to slowly but surely get into that boutique and kind of shy away from just your average Lifetime, 24 hour. Because you realize with ClassPass or Studio Hop, I can get so many variations of workouts and, you know, get my body moving where I'm not having to necessarily do this one exercise. Or, and then people say, like, you have bikes at the gym, but it's a different, it is a different
vibe.
It is
a totally different thing.
Yeah.
You don't ever compare cycling to just getting on the elliptical.
No, I know. Even the cycle class is at 24 hour and, like, it's still not.
Oh, I look at them, I'm like, yo, people invite me all the time. Nah, no. I'm not getting on that bike.
You're not going to tap it back?
No, absolutely not. Not doing none of that.
So if I were to, but you would never come to my class. You would never tap.
I would come
tap
to your class.
Okay.
I would come to your class.
See? I have fun. We listen to all
I could tell I would like the class. So I would go.
You probably would be like, I'm never getting back on.
I would never get on one again, though. No.
But, I mean, my mom is gone, literally sat in the back and just, like, pedaled. Like, that, she wasn't going to do all that what we were doing. Like, if it's people that, like, my dad or, like...
I'm too competitive for that.
But, see, if you're tapping back and you're hurting a certain body part, don't do it. Like, it's, like, you just have to, like, ease into it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel that. All right, so before we head out to District Hit, let's get one key piece of advice for all of the mothers that are on an entrepreneurial journey right now. If you had to give them one thing, because, you know, it's tough. It's definitely tough. If you had to give them one piece of advice that they could hold on to and keep reminding themselves of whenever they're trying to make something happen, what would that one piece be?
I guess ultimately, never lose sight of your own dreams.
Okay.
The reason being, your kids are gonna grow up and get older, and then they're gonna leave you.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna look back at the last 18 years and ask yourself, what did I do for me?
Right.
And I think the biggest and the hardest thing about being a mom, because you have the guilt factor, am I doing enough? Am I giving enough? Is that it's simply that. Like, you still have to put yourself at least second.
Right.
If your child's going to be one, or if you're married, then your child and your husband are one and two. I mean, I would even still put myself on the same pedestal as I would put my husband.
I think that's important.
I mean,
I think that's...
Yeah.
Especially right now, you know, there are a lot of codependent relationships are not... that are not in the giving terms, you know, equal, codependent.
Yeah.
A lot of mothers out there get put to the side by a lot of distractions. Yep. Right now is a time of distractions.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of men get distracted way too easily.
Yeah.
And the thing is, our attention, it can be attained quick, but it also gets lost quick.
Yeah.
So... You know, I think that guys need to start being more conscious about what they let grab their attention.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I think that it definitely plays
a
part.
That's a word.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I had to, like, sit inside of me for a second.
No, like, for real. Because even me, like, I know what my vices are.
Right.
And it's only things that catch my attention quick and lose it quick. So, consciously, every time something tries to reach for it, you've got to cut it off.
Right.
And that would save... a lot of men and women, a lot of heartache, arguments, stuff like that. Because even with arguing, I'm not going to argue with someone.
Right, right.
That's grab my attention quick. That's that's moving off of emotion.
Right.
You know, I let myself calm down for a minute, calculate, you know, how long do I want whatever this relationship is to last.
Right.
If I want it to last a long time, I probably cannot respond in the manner that I want to right now.
Right.
I walk away and meditate and like that.
That's
like, yeah, so I definitely... you know, not only to mothers, to fathers. I'm not a father yet, but...
wait as long as you can.
Yeah, no, I hear that for sure.
Because,
my little sister's about to have a baby in the next week or so.
Oh,
and,
she's
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah.
I was hoping she would have had it yesterday on my birthday.
Oh, that was your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy belated.
Well, thank you so much.
How old are you, like
25.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to be your mom.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I am old.
You're not old.
You.
How old are you? How young are you?
How young do I look?
29 is what I was going to say.
Okay. I'll still take 29. It. I'll take it.
How old are you?
Older than that.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Then.
We'll go
with that. Yeah. Black don't crack.
It doesn't crack. I appreciate that,
for
though.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well. This is Gassed Up or Passed Up, Colin Risen here with Jade Thurman.
Yeah.
Go ahead and plug your Instagram name. What is it?
Oh, I have two. I have a personal one, but I guess I'll give you my, like, a business one. So it's Jade E, so like J-A-D-E and then another E, Thurman, T-H-U-R-M-A-N.
All right, y'all go follow us. Catch us up at District Hit 530. Hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. Thank you very much.